It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
You have to raise it up, but not too much. No, that's too much. Just a little bit. It's like there's a sweet spot there. It's like a micron sized sweet spot. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just having a discussion with my technical advisor, Adriel, who is that's the angel that gave me these powers. He's helping me out lately with the podcast, just with really just like the editing and sound level stuff. But he's still trying to learn. He's still trying to learn the trade, I guess. You know. No, it's fine. It's fine where it is. It's fine. Thanks. Hey, folks. I figured we should probably do some basics at the beginning of every episode. You know, this might be your first time listening to This Day is History. It's entirely possible. And if that's the case, you know, you might have missed out on kind of what this basic premise for the show is. So Adriel here, he's waving, but he's not going to talk on the mic. I don't know what. You're silly. You should just... Okay, he doesn't want to talk. So he's an angel, and he gave me powers. He's an angel of death and destruction, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he gave me superpowers. Well, I guess it's like one very tightly constrained superpower, and it's almost kind of like a gift/curse type thing. I have to choose a day, and it could be any day of the 365 offerings that we have this year. Leap day doesn't count. Don't ask me why. There will actually be a leap day when we do this, so maybe we will consider leap day. You know what? Throw it in there. Leap day. Oh, shit. No, there won't be. Nope. 2018. Not divisible by four. Fuck. Okay. So anyway, leap day's out. The rest of the 365 days are up for elimination. What that means is one of those days will be completely stricken from the calendar for all of history. It's retroactive, right? So everything that's ever happened, well, probably would still happen. But everybody that's ever been born, this is the clincher, will not have been born. Okay. So... what are you going to do? How are you going to make a decision like that? Basing it strictly on celebrity birthdays is what I'm going to do. And so that's where we've been. We've been kind of ranking these days against one another, celebrity birthday deathmatch style. I've had some questions about this as of late. And you can send questions if you have questions. You can send questions to thisdaypodcast@gmail.com. That'll come straight to me. Or it might come to Adriel. He's checking it too. But, you know, you can send in questions, or if you, you know, have questions about the way that whole power thing works and what choices I can make, that's great. If you have questions about, like, my own kind of processes for choosing which celebrities are noteworthy, that's cool, too. If you just want to lobby for your day, great. You know, if you send me an email about that, I might read a little of that, a little of your logic, and tell you kind of how my feelings are on that. So any of that's open. That's, again, that's thisdaypodcast@gmail.com. All right. But anyway, we did get a question about kind of the whole process of things. And specifically, it was if everybody that had been born on the day that you choose would not have been born, then what happens to the people that those people have affected in our lives? Like, what if the person that saved my life in such and such situation was one of the people that was born on the day that gets erased? What will happen there? What if one of my parents or a family member or an ancient ancestor, someone I'm descended from, was born on that day? I don't know. I don't have a straight answer for that. You know, I've been promised that it'll only directly affect the people that that were born on that day. So, you know, fate finds a way, I guess, of gluing the pieces back together, and you won't notice. You may wake up the next day and you had a different mom, but you won't know the difference. You know, that will be your mom that seemingly to your mindset has always been there. Okay, so like, don't worry too much about that. Let's get focused on these celebrities, because that's the real important thing here. Your mom didn't do all that much, and if she did, she'd be Cher, okay? Because Cher's not at risk. So guess what? If you're out there and you know Cher was born on your birthday, you're good, okay? One more thing I'm going to do here, and this is a lot of intro stuff before we really get to the meat of the podcast, so sorry, this one might blow up a little bit, but one thing I think I'm going to do here is, you know, it's going to get boring if we just continue to rag on the same day over and over and over and over again. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to treat every month in and of itself. So the first of every month, we will start with a brand new like a fresh slate. Okay, we will have basically a loser for September here, and hey, hot tamales. The 10th is not looking great, but we will have this this loser for the month. Okay, and then when October starts up, we'll start with a fresh slate. Okay, October 1st has to fight its way through the month just like everybody else does. Okay, and it's not going really up against September quite yet. And then at the end of the year, after we've been through everything, we'll just take a look at those 12 that we have that are sitting there as, hey, these are the worst from every month. And then we will just get into a battle royale situation. Okay, and we'll figure that out when we get there. Okay, so for now, let's just focus on where we're at. So where we're at right now is September 10th is limping through at this point. But, and I mean, to be fair, they did come up against just the double-barrel shotgun of Fast and Furious celebrities in Ludacris and Paul Walker. Okay, and September 10th, for those of you who don't remember, was Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer. I want them to win just so I can stop saying his name. Arnold Palmer. Try it at home. It's not easy. You're going to say it and it's going to be easy for you. But when I say it, it's not. And it may be just because my mouth is shaped different than yours. So don't make a big deal about it. And Joe Perry, who is the guitarist for Aerosmith. The fact that I have to continually tell you who Joe Perry is either means that I don't believe that you know much about rock and roll history, or that it in some way, shape, or form implies Joe Perry is not like an amazing celebrity or anything. So, hey, who knows? It could go either way. Let's see what today will bring. All right. Well, there are some honorable mentions here. There's a few honorable mentions here. Let's see. Okay. Well, let's throw out. Man, I thought. Okay. So Jacqueline Bisset was born on September 13th. Okay. So that's an honorable mention. Peter Cetera, the lead singer for Chicago. Also born on September 13th. So there's a couple of honorable mentions there. I don't know that there's all that much more going on there. Jean Smart. She was one of the designing women. Mel Torme. Hey, there we go. Mel Torme. Okay, so that's about it. Let's move on to our 3-2-1. Now, 3-2-1, we have... Ooh, wait, I got to throw this out there also. Roald Dahl is also a September 13th birthday. Now, Roald Dahl didn't crack up into the top three, and I guess I kind of feel bad because Roald Dahl had, well, you know, he wrote Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory book thing, and he also wrote, like, Matilda, and he wrote James and the Giant Peach, and a handful of really great children's books that are real messed up. So they're good. And I do generally like Roald Dahl's books, but I don't know, like, it's gonna take, I'm sorry for all of the literary fans out there, but it's gonna take a pretty big name for an author to make it into the list. It's gonna have to be pretty big, and I mean, Roald Dahl honestly is a pretty big name, but he's still not making it into the top three because we're really more about pop culture here and less about creepy-ass children's books, which is what every one of Roald Dahl's books was. Creepy-ass children's book. Okay, let's move on. Number three. Okay, so this is pretty weak from top to bottom. So I'm just going to rank these kind of how I feel right now. Number three is Dave Mustaine. Dave Mustaine, lead singer for Megadeth. He was the original bassist for Metallica before he got kicked out of the band for drugging too drugged, and then that's pretty much it. And he went out and he started Megadeth, and he had a handful of songs. He's probably best known for being a larger version of Shaun White, an older, larger version of Shaun White without the snowboard skills. So that's Dave Mustaine, number three. Number two, another musical sensation. I've been a bad, bad girl. It's Fiona Apple, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Fiona Apple, everyone's favorite teenage criminal. Fiona Apple had, God, she had a moment there. She had an album there that everybody thought Fiona Apple is the next big thing. And she was. She was for a while. And that album is pretty damn good. Shadowboxing, anybody? Come on now. So much soul, so much heart. I'm a big fan of that album. And then maybe it's me. Maybe it's on me. Maybe it's my fault. It's my fault as much as anybody's. But like, I fell off of the Fiona Apple wagon and I never got back on. And I don't know what happened. I know she put out other albums. She had to have. Nobody is that talented and then just doesn't put out any more albums. Okay. So she kept doing her thing, but I didn't keep doing mine, which was listening to her music. So sorry, Fiona. Maybe I'll make it up to you by it being by making you the second most famous person on this list. Okay. Number one, and folks, I don't know. I don't know which way I'm going to go on this. Number one is Ben Savage. Ben Savage, ladies and gentlemen, number one. Ben Savage of Little Monsters fame, perhaps, for some of you. For most of you, probably Ben Savage of Boy Meets World fame. Okay. So I guess, God, I don't know. Ooh. Ugh. I have to ask myself, if Ben Savage had never been born, is there someone else I could see in the role of Corey Matthews so that I could still have Topanga and I could still have Minkus and I could still have Feeny? That's what I need to know about my life right now. Is there anyone else that could have done that? And honestly, yeah, there are a lot of people, because the first few seasons of Boy Meets World, like, Ben Savage's character was basically just there to be upset with the entire world, right? So he was our agency character there. He was the normal boy that was not super popular, but did have a cool friend who had nice hair and a crazy girl that liked him. And he didn't know if he really liked her back, but then later he had always been in love with her. They kind of retroactively changed that. So could anybody have stepped into the role of a young Corey Matthews? Absolutely. Now, look at later in the series, though. That's where the questions really start happening. When he's preteen Corey, he kind of like found his own way, I think. And I think he did some of his best work there in kind of the middling seasons. And then the later seasons, he was everyone in that series. When they went to college, they went certifiably insane. It's insane to me that this show existed, because his brother Eric went for, I mean, he did a Homer Simpson. You know, early in the Simpsons, Homer Simpson was not a bright man, but not like mentally challenged. Whereas later on in the seasons, or later on in the series, absolutely he was. He was rocking an IQ south of Forrest. You know what I mean? And so that happened with all of the characters on Boy Meets World. That happened with Corey. It happened with Eric. Sean to a lesser degree. But then they brought in like Joey Lawrence's little brother. And then he was equally dumb. And like everybody just got really dumb. Now, I'm not to say I didn't like it. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious that these people were the dumbest people in the entire world. But my tastes were not great at the time. I have to be honest with myself and admit that. So I don't know. I'm going to have to go chalk to chalk, okay? Let's just lay them all out in the line. Ryan Phillippe and Dave Mustaine. It's a wash. It's a wash in my book. I'm not a Megadeth fan. I'm not going to fool anybody. I'm not going to lie to anybody anymore and pretend I'm a Megadeth fan. I don't like... Sweating Bullets is okay to listen to in some situations, and that's it. So no, okay, not even going to go there. So Arnold Palmer versus Fiona Apple. Fiona Apple wins. I mean, Arnold Palmer is a non-starter in my book. I've already talked about him ad nauseum, about how he just doesn't really do it for me. Fiona, on the other hand, is a treasure. So we're leaning that way. Joe Perry versus Ben Savage. Whoa. I didn't feel like I was ever going to get to this part where I was going to have to make this consideration. I love Boy Meets World a lot. I mean, I love that show so very, very much. I think I've watched every episode. It's moved me to tears many a times in my life. I don't like Ben Savage. Feels good to say. It feels good to say. I don't like Ben Savage. I like Fred Savage. That's a Savage I can get behind. I like Macho Man Randy Savage. I like Savage Garden. Fuck it. I'll say it. I don't like Ben Savage. And I'm sorry, Ben. You didn't do anything. It's not you. I don't like Ben Savage. But I do think that he is on par or close enough to Joe Perry that Fiona Apple carries it. So that's it. September 13th, you're safe. It was close. And it was a soul searching moment for, I think, for all of us. September 10th, you're still in the doghouse. Okay. And it, you know what? You came to play today. And I appreciate that, September 10th. And you made me think about some things. So I really appreciate that. But no, you're still in a real bad spot. So join us back here tomorrow. I'm sorry we went a little long here, but we had some technical issues on the front end. But that's what happens when you let an angel mess with your audio system. Sorry. Anyway, I'll see you guys next time tomorrow here on This Day is History. To you.